Okay, from TV to music now, and a new CD. Nazanin Afshin Jam fled Iran with her parents during the Ayatollah's revolution. Today, her first CD is out. It's called Someday. Music critic Derek Rath sat down with Nazanin and found she is an extraordinarily accomplished young woman.
I dance for you.
Listening to this dance track from Nazanin's album Someday gives only a partial glimpse of a woman with an unusual career history. That career has taken Nazanin from beauty queen to human rights advocate. It would appear to be an unlikely move, but for Nazanin, it was a logical transition.
My music is a representation of me. And it really is my life story.
When the soldiers came,
I studied political science and international relations in university and went on to work with the Red Cross. So I was covering topics such as the humanitarian crisis of landmines to the poverty disease cycle. And I felt like I needed to make a stronger impact. And it seemed like a natural fit to, you know, enter something like the Miss World competition because that would give me a platform to speak on these things.
That move was a life-changing event for Nazanin and a life-saver for others. In Iran, a 17-year-old girl, Nazanin Fatahi, had been sentenced to death for stabbing one of three men attempting to rape her and her 15-year-old niece. Nazanin took up the girl's cause.
So basically, I started a campaign, a petition, which has over 350,000 signatures, and lobbied different international bodies such as the United Nations, the European Union, Canadian Parliament, to put pressure on the Iranian officials not to execute anyone under the age of 18.
The Iranian government ultimately bowed under that pressure, and
the case was regarded as a case of self-defense, and she was freed from jail. I have one song in the album called Someday the Revolution Song. It all comes back to this idea of hope, that in the future this darkness will fade away and it'll give way light to a new regeneration.
The title song, Someday, is a statement for a mission she feels she has only just begun.
Right now I've started the Stop Child Executions campaign so that we can end executions of minors altogether in Iran, so that we don't have to save one life at a time. I'm hoping that will encourage, again, others that something can be done. So it's really about teaching a lesson almost. Like, let's get together, people. We can do this.
I have a new solution. It's called progressive revolution.
Nazanin still has a strong affinity for Iran, despite the fundamentalist oppression that forced her family to flee. The classically inclined Gole Sang is a traditional love song.
Gole Sang translates to flower of stone, which really translates to heart of stone. So it's about the pains of love. But when I'm singing it, I'm really thinking back to my homeland country of Iran and having had to leave that country and perhaps never being able to return. That, for me, is really sad. That's a loss, and that's a love song between me and my country.
Nazanin's album also contains a fair share of straight-ahead popish love songs, which are only heard illegally in Iran. But the album is testament to the power of pop culture worldwide to affect change. For NPR News, this is Derek Rath.
Nazanin's album Someday is in stores today.
و به اسم مذهب ملت را فریب دادند.